SBS Radio.
SBS Filipino.
Ayan, nagbabalik po ang SBS Filipino Weekend Edition at ngayon naman po bilang pangako, kasama natin isang 17 taong gulang ng mga awit mula sa Werribee or 17 years old at nagsimulang kumanta nung siya ay bata pa, nakapaganap na sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Victoria, kabilang sa Mygen Juniors at aktibo sa komunidad ng mga Pinoy simula pa ng 2008. Baguhan lang po, lumabas sa The Voice Season 7 Blind Audition sa Sydney. Erica Padilla. Good morning, Erica Padilla.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, thank you. At kasama mo rin ang iyong mga kapatid na si Caitlin and Isabella. Good morning to you guys.
Hi.
Ayan. Una po nating nakilala si Erica nung siya ay gumanap sa Philippine Festival sa Queen Victoria Market, kung saan kumanta ka ng ilang mga pang-ala diva na awit, Beyonce songs, yeah?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I performed Adele as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are they your favorite singers?
Yeah, they're my biggest inspirations, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, my first question would be, Erica, sino yung nag-train sa'yo, nagsanay sa'yong kumanta, or did it come naturally while you were growing up?
Yeah, while I was growing up, my parents, they really like music and singing, especially mm-hmm. my dad, he writes his own songs. So, I grew up listening to them and by the karaoke machine pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, kasi ang mga Pilipino mahilig sa videoke o karaoke, di ba? Do you have that at home as well?
Yes, we do. We had it at home and we've got it now as well.
Mm-hmm. So you guys learn from your dad and mom. So who's the best singer between the two?
Oh, I'm not gonna say because they're gonna.
But they both sing.
Yes,
yeah?
They
both sing. Okay. And who trained you to sing?
So I grew up learning from my dad, mm-hmm. but also being a part of the Mygen Juniors, I learnt to perform, and they also helped me sing. Jenny and Michelle, they helped me learn mm-hmm. to sing and perform. And
Mm-hmm. So na mention mo na kanina na one of your influence or one of your inspirations, si Adele and Beyonce.
Yes.
What about them that you like?
What about them? Beyonce, I grew up singing her ballad songs, so I really learnt to take inspiration from her, and I really enjoy how she performs, and I've taken a lot of inspiration from that, and it's really helped me develop my own style as well.
Ano ba yung style ni Erica pagdating sa kanta?
I really like R&B and ballads and pop, so it's pretty much a fusion of all of that. Yeah, I really like to sing in that style.
So yung
and
mga
make songs
my own. Yeah, yung mga kulot-kulot mo, natural lang ba yan o talagang pinagpraktisan mo na makuha mo yung, you know?
I've pretty much practiced all the time. So at home, I'm always practicing, and I always practice to get my technique the way I like it and the way I want to perform on stage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And how about Caitlin and Isabella? You guys also sing. Are you practicing a lot as well, like your ate?
Yeah.
What's sino yung idolo niyo singer?
Who's your favorite? Do you like?
I should speak Aussie English. Yeah? She wouldn't understand, yeah?
She understands.
Do you like Ariana Grande?
They listen to K-pop.
Ah,
they really
Korean
like K-pop.
Music.
Yeah,
Isabella really likes.
How
K-pop.
Are you, Caitlin?
I listen to like different genres, and I draw inspiration from like a lot of different genres, but
Caitlin, she I always listen to her when it comes to my advice as well. When it comes to my performance, I'll be like, oh, is this okay, because I feel like she's got a really good ear for music. So I'm always like, she gets very annoyed because she's like, Erica, just do it yourself, like learn yourself, like you're a singer, you can do it.
So is there a pressure on your part being the eldest amongst the three of you, teaching your sister to sing and perform well?
I really feel like I have to encourage them a lot more, because they see that I like to perform all the time and I really work for what I want to do, like in life and music. So I like to, like, especially with the Vic Market gig, I like to open them up to it, and I like to show them and give them a little taste of what it's like to perform at gigs and stuff. They were also in my gen with me, so they've been able to perform as well.
This MyGen Juniors, what sort of organization is this?
So Michelle and Genevieve, they grew up singing and performing and dancing, and they pretty much took on a lot of kids and taught us how to perform and got us on stage. And yeah, my sisters were a part of that, and I feel like it really brought everyone out of their shell. We had a family. It was pretty much a family, so it was great. It was a great experience growing up. Yeah.
So it's a good avenue for all of you, for all the young women and men.
Yes.
Masanay sa talento. And, you know, to gain that confidence when you're on stage.
Yes, yeah? Definitely.
And what I also love about you guys is that you share your talent in the Filipino community.
Yes,
so pretty much in all community, Filipino community events.
Yeah. We pretty much grew up singing at church events. So our church at St. Peter the Apostle, we have Filipino mass there. So that's where a lot of the Filipino kids got to sing and be a part of the kids' choir. And then from that, we got to perform at churches like St. Bridget's, and that eventually got to performing at festivals and stuff.
When you sing, Erica, do you know that, you know, when you sing, there's a certain emotion that you draw from your audience? Like,
when I perform live, it's great seeing people's faces and, like, seeing how they react to it, especially when there's not that many people watching and you have to draw the crowd in. It's really good just seeing people go, oh, wait, there's somebody singing, like, I better listen. Like, it's really nice,
And what about singing that you love?
What do I love about singing? I really like how it's sort of an outlet for me to express how I feel. So, like, even when I'm sad, like, I get to sing, like, some Adele or some sad songs. And then when I'm happy, like, I can really be on the stage and be present in the moment rather than be worrying about what else is going on in my personal life.
So it makes you feel relaxed.
Yes.
And para naman haranahin at handugan tayo ngayon ni Erica ng isang kanta, i-welcome natin muli si Erica para sa kantang At Last. Is this one of your favorite songs?
Yes, this is one of my favorite songs. Etta James is another one of my inspirations.
Okay, eto po si Erica.
Smile. Oh, and then the spell was cast.
watch you close. Ooh, hey. Well, you can stay forever. You can be sure that it will only get better. You and me together.
Palakpakan naman natin si Erica. Very controlled and such a soothing voice.
Thank you.
Ayan. Wow. Parang napapakanta din ako. Gusto ko na din mag-video. Okay. Pero Erica, isa ka sa mga mapalad na nakapasok sa blind auditions na The Voice of Australia. Mm-hmm. It's a big opportunity kasi nga hindi lahat nabibigyan ng ganong chance, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, tell us, sino yung nagikayat sa'yo na sumali?
Well, I've been auditioning for shows like that for quite a while, but I've never really had enough confidence to make it as far as I did in that season. Like my family have always encouraged me to do that type of thing, but also like they've been very worried. They'd be like, "Oh, Erica, like, are you like ready? Like, you should prepare yourself." Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So my family have been very supportive and very encouraging for me, but at the same time, they were like, oh, Erica, just be a bit careful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you were unstoppable, yeah?
Yes, yes.
And I think that's a secret as well. Dapat go lang ang go and yes, try every opportunity that you can,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and especially because I'm so young. So I need to take every opportunity as I'm growing up because when I get older, like the opportunities, like especially because TV, like singing TV shows nowadays, there are less and less of them every year. Yeah. So yeah, I just really need to grab every opportunity that I can. Yeah.
Okay. So you auditioned The Voice. What else? Ano pa yung mga...
Yes. I auditioned... Oh, other shows, but I'm confidential. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for this one talaga, sa The Voice, parang sabi mo talaga, this time I'm ready.
Yes.
Oh. So anong, what was your emotions and your feeling when you were on that stage waiting for the judges to turn?
It's very intense. Like, the experience is very intense all up. But on the stage, like, at first I was very nervous, but the thing is they put you... But just before you go on stage, you go into this room and they calm you down for 30 minutes, which is good because I was shaking all over. Mm. But so they calm you down and they're like, oh, they encourage you. And it's very good. But when you're on stage, I had like it was very peaceful. Mm. And like I had my family on the sidelines, so I had them to kind of calm me down as well. The experience, they make you feel very, like, it's very intimate, so the audience is not as big as well. Mm. So it's very relaxed. And you kind of forget what's going on around you, but you also take it in because it's very surreal, yes.
And when one of the judges commented, ano yung feeling mo nun? Kasi hindi sila nag-turn, right?
They didn't turn. I didn't get a turn. Mm. But all of the judges said very nice things, but there has to be something that didn't really give it enough for them to turn around. Mm. So, yeah, Boy George said that I needed to kind of find the right key. So I needed to take down the song a bit or maybe find the right key to sing in, and obviously that'll make me a better artist if I just keep because obviously some songs are very high and some songs are low, so you need to change the key so that they suit you and so that you can give it your all.
And one of the things that's good kapag nag-audition ka is you also get insights and advice from big people.
The producers, they guide you through the whole experience and they're very welcoming and kind. And you get singing lessons, they tell you how to sing the song, how to pitch it and everything. So it's a very good insight into the TV industry. Yeah.
And we know that the road ahead is not completely easy. What's your motivation to pursue music?
My motivation to pursue music is that it's the one thing that makes me me. And it's something that I really enjoy and something that I love. So that's my inspiration to continue and to keep pushing and try to get where I want to be.
Yes, so I am very positive, Erica. Thank you. And syempre, maraming salamat sa mga kapatid ni Erica. That's very supportive as well to Erica. We've got Caitlin and of course Isabella. Ayan. Soon to follow the footsteps of your ate, yeah? Hopefully. Yes?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, okay. Before we say goodbye, I have a game, a word game. Limang salita na ibibigay ko at sasabihin mo ang pinakaunang salita na maiisip mo bilang sagot, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Musika.
Music. I don't know. Music. Love.
Love. The Voice.
The Voice. TV.
Pamilya.
Love.
Pilipinas.
Home.
Love life.
Love life. Fun.
Thank you, Erica. That's Erica and of course the Padilla sisters. Maraming salamat sa pagbahagi mo ngayong oras. Yes, any message sa lahat ng mga gustong maging singer like you?
Take every opportunity that you can, even the small little church gigs and choir. Like, join choir, it's so much fun and you grow from every experience.
Thank you, Erica, at maraming salamat po sa lahat ng ating mga suking na nakinig sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. At abangan nyo naman po muli bukas ang SBS alas 10 hanggang alas 11 ng umaga. At sa lahat po ng ating Facebook viewers, maraming salamat din po sa suporta ninyo sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Claudette Centeno, Kalikso po ang inyong lingkod, nagsasabing dagang salamat and to God be the glory.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
sbs.com.au